Akisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Music and Anti-Fascism, Reflections on the Past and Possibilities in the Present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni per il Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I am Annika.
Welcome back.
Yeah, coming out from Zoom.
From Zoom.
Zoom 2021.
Great. All the upgrades.
Well, today we decided to talk to you guys about what we've been consumed by these last few weeks.
Mm-hmm. As many McGill students have been.
Exactly. Guess what it is? It is
I said drum roll, please.
Oh! Internship! Yay! I'm so happy to be talking about this really passionate, like, I'm super passionate about internships.
You are?
I haven't ever gotten one.
Me either.
But I feel really passionate about the cause. Mm-hmm. McGill has a wonderful...
Awesome, getting internships for yourself.
Yeah, well, it's been...
Imagine if someone was like, if you were like, I volunteer for a cause, and they were like, oh, what cause? And you're like, oh, getting myself internships.
Yeah, building my own resume. Getting clout. Anyways, it's been a journey. Mm-hmm. I will admit, McGill has a few resources, but they're so overused by McGill students that your chances of getting anything
are dramatically
low, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you would think that as a radio show host, you know, I'd be able to apply to or successfully get a radio show internship, but I am sadly wrong. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. It's so sad.
You already completed all the criteria to have an internship. Like, you literally already have the experience. What else do they want you to have?
I put a lot of effort into the cover letter and mm-hmm. everything, but
she even made like a portfolio.
I made a portfolio, like an artistic portfolio. I was like, what is this that you want from me? Mm-hmm. And I thought I delivered, but to be fair, I did it the day before it was due because I didn't find out about mm-hmm. it until the day before. So,
because McGill doesn't really advertise these internships
too
well.
Yeah.
And the due dates are always like January 28th, February 15th, February 26th, which is, in my opinion, early
aiming dates.
I'm just annoyed because I don't know. I kind of came late to the game.
Yeah. And it's hard because you go on like Indeed or Chegg or something.
Yeah.
And you look at all of these internships. You apply to all of them. Never
a hear.
Response.
Yeah, it's
not even a no thank you email.
Exactly.
Just nothing.
It's just like stalking people on LinkedIn and seeing what they're up to, like what internships they're getting, and just being wildly jealous and just like going through everyone and like, because everyone, all LinkedIn is basically just like you brag about yourself and your like employment achievements. Yeah. And so I'm like going through my LinkedIn timeline and I'm like, because I just got a LinkedIn account, so I've been obsessed with it, obviously. And I'm scrolling through it and I'm like, well, this is this girl that I like had freshman year math with, and she's like working for like CIBC Bank now. And I'm like, okay, cool.
See, you can't, you can't, because my boyfriend was looking through his timeline too, and I was like, okay, this is offensive. Like, I didn't know this was a thing that you just looked through LinkedIn timeline.
And you're comparing yourself to everyone.
Yeah, and this girl who was like entering class of 2018, she announced that she had just got into McGill's law school, and I was just like, wow. I feel really bad about myself right now. Worse about myself than I've ever felt from seeing like social media. It's the worst part. It's the worst type of social media, in my opinion, because it just makes you feel really incompetent.
Mm-hmm. Well, also because just like if you're looking on Instagram and someone's like having fun at a party, you're like, oh, well, at least you can tell yourself I was studying, or like at least like I was doing something else that like is gonna help me later in life. Mm-hmm. But then you look on LinkedIn and you're like, this girl I saw on her Instagram last week, she was like at a beach party, and now this week she's like excelling in her field. So some bitches do have it all. Some people
some have it all.
I've never really understood that. People who can be like so into partying, which no problem with that, and then on the other hand, like excel in school. Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous because, well, I mean, I guess
everybody COVID, like that
too. Before COVID, I mean, we went to parties pretty
true, and we're pretty still often. Pretty studious.
We're studious
beings.
It's always a balance.
But yeah,
that's always what people who like went to McGill before I got here was that like work hard, play hard mentality. Oh my God.
College Confidential.
That's so true.
Yeah, all of the websites said that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
That is.
And it is. We do. I mean, at least we used to, but when playing hard was a thing still.
Well, you know what? Who came into the bakery today?
Who?
Leah.
My and, Leah?
Yeah, you're Leah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and Daniel's friend who we met at the upstairs party one time long ago. Before. Daniel's friend from Boston. This is out of context. I'm just saying, it was really lovely to see somebody from pre-pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know the friend?
No, I don't know who the friend is.
You know the friend? No, not his brother. Like an older...
This is going to be really entertaining for whoever's listening to this radio show on their morning commute. And we're just like, do you know, like, our mutual friend's friend?
No,
just
but
came
like,
into the bakery.
I know. I feel bad for subjecting our listeners.
Oh, was he like short and had glasses?
No.
Then I have no idea who this person is.
It's a mystery.
But anyways, Leah and him were there, and it was lovely to see them. Well, I work with Daria.
You like, you guys are really like out and about. You got this little social network, COVID social network going.
Yeah, I mean, through the bakery I work at, mm-hmm. because they're so desperate for workers that they make us branch out through our friend groups to find people. And it's like the only people I know of are, you know, Genevieve, because she said she was looking for a job, and then Genevieve recruited Daria, and now I work with Daria, and it's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should get a job there.
Oh.
When I get back.
You should what?
I should.
You should work at the bakery. I don't think, they're a little bit lax on the COVID, front. That's what, Daria.
But you just double mask.
You double mask, you vibe. And now I have no mercy with the customers, and I'm just like.
Put your mask
actually,
on.
Like, you really need to put your mask on over your nose.
You're a seasoned pro.
I really am, and being possibly the rudest customer service professional they've ever interacted with, that's okay with me.
And yet, it's very reasonable of you.
Yeah, it's, like, I'm very rude, but it's very, the situation calls for
that. Exactly.
Anyways.
And you still get paid.
I still get paid. I just would really like to have an internship instead of working at the bakery.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I still want an internship.
What'd you say, Annika?
You guys are staying in Montreal this summer.
Are we staying?
Yeah.
Well, now that we found a new apartment.
Yep.
It's kind of, you know, an apartment that really meets all of our
standards, expectations.
It's so weird. You know, HGTV, when they would always have these shows, and it would be like, we want 4-bedroom, we want like a nice outdoor space, we want, you know, all these, a nice kitchen.
Yeah.
I would think, oh my goodness, like so many preferences. But in reality, we have those preferences too.
Mm-hmm. We are very into lots of light,
outdoor space,
big rooms, fair rooms.
Each of them with windows. Mm-hmm. And we found the most perfect.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
I know.
What's surprising, I guess not surprising because everyone I guess, assumes that Montreal has great, like, rental apartments, but I mean, we didn't look for that long.
No,
like, we saw, like, 15 apartments, which I guess is a lot, but then we found the absolute perfect one.
And just got it. And all of our apartments are really, you know, with this apartment on Clark and then the apartment that we got, it's kind of a weird process because this apartment that we're currently in, it wasn't a clear listing, and we randomly called a person and were able to get it. And then this one, it was so competitive
because it was
such a good apartment that, like, we had to really sell ourselves to the landlord, and he wouldn't respond to us. So we called, and he was in Florida on vacation, and he was just like, okay, like, it's yours, you know? Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's kind of fun to have that, you know, excitement.
Yeah, the originality instead of just going and signing the lease.
Exactly.
There's a little bit of, you know, spice.
Yeah, that's
spice to the rental application.
It's the chase is what it is.
Exactly. It's the thrill of it. You're like, oh my God, I want this and everybody else wants it. I need
And also our apartment is two floors.
It's a duplex.
What? It's a duplex. There's a beautiful staircase in the middle of it. Every room has a window.
You guys nailed this.
We nailed it. We should send her the Google video.
We really should.
You should. I want to see it.
On the second and third floor, which makes it really nice.
The outside is purple, like purple accents on the balconies. But I sent it to my architect brother, and he was like, oh, I like your current apartment more. And I'm like, well, that's kind of offensive.
Yeah.
Considering it's a lot more expensive, our new one. Mm-hmm. I was really sad about that.
Yeah.
I guess our apartment right now is more laid out in like a railroad style, and so I think maybe that's more appealing to architect because it has like more open floor space,
props.
Whereas our new one is a little bit more cut up, but honestly I think that's a good thing,
especially with COVID. Compartmentalization is like the number one thing we want.
We want a living room, we want a kitchen that has its own like
eating space.
Yeah,
we want those little spots that we can go, the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, because it makes it so you can, you know, start your day, do school in one place, eat in one place. It makes it more like you're not living in a pandemic.
Exactly.
So that's what what were you saying, Annika?
Oh god, I don't remember.
Oh, you forgot. Oh, rip.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I remember now. So I was going to say that, like, when we were looking for our apartment that we have now at the end of second year, we were like, we had gone to see this first apartment initially. And then after that tour was over, there were like a bunch of people there as well. We were kind of like, like it was fine. And the landlord was like, oh, I have another apartment that I'm showing later. Does anyone want to come? And there were like five other groups there and they all said no. And then we were like, okay, may as well. And there was one other guy who was touring like the apartments by himself, but he had like three other roommates. They just weren't there. And the landlord was like, I'll drive you guys. So we all, this is pre-COVID, we all pile into his minivan and he like drives us down, like we were on Bag and Colonial, and he drives us up to Montreal where the apartment is. And then he like goes and parks it and like lets us in and shows us the apartment. And like we walked in and immediately jaws freaking dropped.
Really?
Yeah, like our apartment gets so much light and the floor plan is like really, really nice. And all the bedrooms are like very, very big and like they're all equal. They all have four windows, etc. So we like walked in and immediately like we had to like kind of conceal our excitement because the other guy was there and he was also like, oh, this is a nice place. And we didn't want to like kind of, you
stir up any issues.
So we were like, okay, yes, we'll think about it. We left and we went directly to Tim Hortons across the street, sat down, typed up a letter, like a lease agreement or whatever, and we sent it to the landlord. And then 2 hours later, he responded and he was like, yeah, okay, you can have it. And we were like, oh my gosh.
I love that. Such charm in Montreal apartment seeking. There's also a lot of scamming, but yeah, you know,
so much scamming.
You know, Tim Hortons.
That's where we signed our first lease.
That is where we signed our lease
for
we're currently in. And
oh, I love that.
What memories.
That's a very Montreal, like, chic thing to do, is sign your lease in Tim Hortons.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you know that the Tim Hortons on the corner of Sherbrooke and University is the most profitable Tim Hortons in Canada?
Wait,
what? Serious?
I'm serious.
Oh my god! Well, no, I used to go there all the time, so no wonder.
Yeah,
it's really crowded, but also doesn't. Like,
I don't know. I feel like something in Toronto would make more sense, but yeah. What are you gonna do?
It's true. I think New Orleans is especially a big thing in Quebec, though.
Really?
Like, people like it in BC and they like it in Ontario. People are dedicated to Timmy's in Quebec.
Wow.
So, like, I can see why. And it's, like, right in the center of downtown where, like, all the financial buildings are and McGill is. So I can see why there's, like, a lot of people that are going to be there.
In Sherbrooke 688. In all of Canada, I think.
Wow.
That's what our mom said.
We really are not that many
in Canada. It's so grimy in there. I'm sorry.
It is grimy.
I mean, it's amazing. I went there, got my bagel, cinnamon raisin.
Every single time before class in Sherbrooke 688, I'd be cinnamon raisin toasted bagel, mm-hmm. cream cheese, mm-hmm. and a small French vanilla. That's the order of the lifetime. Yep.
It's amazing. I have not only gotten breakfast several times in that Tim Hortons, I have also taken shots in the bathroom of that Tim Hortons and where will people puke in the bathroom of that Tim Hortons. So
nice.
Good.
Wow.
All around to Timmy's, I gotta say.
Yeah. College experience to the max.
Yeah.
With coffee.
Yeah.
With coffee.
College.
Mm-hmm. It's both a bar and a coffee shop.
All in one. Who would have thought? I bet Tim Hortons would never have that plan.
Mm-mm.
Just a hockey lover. That's it.
Just a hockey boy living his coffee dreams.
Honestly.
That should be the slogan of Tim Hortons. Just
I really like that.
Hockey boy living his coffee dreams.
Just a hockey boy living his coffee dreams. Yeah. Or a coffee boy living his hockey dreams.
That's either cool. Or, really.
Either or. It's like adaptable.
Tim Hortons, if you're listening, please hire me as your intern.
Yeah. Way better than always fresh, always Tim Hortons. That's a terrible slogan.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's probably because they translated it.
Maybe.
They have like a little jingle that goes along with it. And that's probably like, if I'm being honest, I remember it because of the jingle. So I do remember the slogan. But I'm just saying, it doesn't like, when you really think about it, always fresh, always Tim Hortons is not a good, like, you're like, okay, sure.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I believe you that you're always fresh and you're always Tim Hortons. But
I've had a lot of stale cinnamon rolls from there. So
yeah.
And then
honestly, a more accurate slogan would be never fresh, always Tim Hortons.
If it's not fresh, it's Timmy's.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Honestly.
That's a good one.
People get internships at Timmy's.
Oh God.
Thoughts?
You know,
beggars can't be choosers.
I wonder if they have like a cafe in the building, but it's probably going to be a remote internship if it's, you know, this summer.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and now that you say it, you said that there was a girl who works at CIBC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this summer I went on a COVID safe museum date with a guy, and he was an intern at Desjardins.
Oh my gosh.
And he was the most boring person I've ever met in my life.
It's always the finance guys.
It was really tragic. And I felt bad because the museum was really nice. Yeah. He paid for me at the museum. And then, I was like, let's just go on a walk. And we just walked to my house. And then I went to my home.
Oh,
that exact thing happened to me 2 summers ago. It was with a finance student. And he worked for a venture capital firm. That was his internship. And we went to the botanical gardens. And like, gorgeous, beautiful place, like paid in full. I was happy, but just the most boring conversation I've ever had in my entire life.
Oof, absolutely. Yeah.
Big oof.
Yeah.
And it was just really tragic because he was trying to talk to me about, you know, the banking things, how he worked on this inquiry report for the entire summer. I was like, that's really cool. You should tell your boss to redesign the app. Like, huh, what do you mean? And I was like, it's an awful app. And he was just like, I don't understand. Like, I love the app. And he started showing me how he maneuvers on the app. And I'm just like, actually, it was actually a conversation joke kind of thing. You know, you don't have to show me the ins and outs of the app and why you like it. He took it seriously. Yeah. You know, when they don't take the joke quite the way you expect them to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was just to comfort you and to say that sometimes having an internship at a bank isn't necessarily the most fruitful.
I'm sure they're very, very boring. I'm quite certain. And I, having known them, I mean, this is not to say every person who has a finance internship is boring, but like Sorry, bro. By and large, I have, even generally speaking, I have yet to meet someone with a finance internship who is an interesting person. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Like say
yeah.
Yeah. You go to Desotel, and I'm saying, Deso, don't tell me anything about yourself because I already made up my mind that I don't like you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
That was great.
I'm in a class right now.
Oh, your management.
Sorry.
I dropped your phone.
I'm in a class right now. It's a management class.
Yeah. Oh
my. Three out of five of my group members are management bros.
Ew.
And it's like stepping into an alternate universe. Absolutely. Of testosterone.
Yeah.
Boringness. And yeah. Like, it's so bad. I can't deal with it. I'm just like, okay. They say nothing too. Like, we've had two meetings so far, 30 minutes long, where nothing was said.
Yeah.
But we all met together.
I see what you mean.
And tried to like do something.
And it's just useless.
It's useless. Because
it's the kind of major, no offense, but especially guys who are in it, you know, they're never, it's where they thrive.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's where it festers. Mm. The massage.
Their major very, very seriously. Like, they're like, this is the be all end all of life, is that I get my management degree and then I go and work for like the worst possible corporation in the world and I make lots of money and I kill people.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
There are some great management bros out there, like, don't get me wrong, but you know.
Really? Name one.
Yeah, I can't name you one, but I'm sure there are, but I just can't.
I'm not in the headspace to look into that kind of information.
I don't have the emotional stability to deal with that.
What was I going to say? Yeah, they get out of university making a cheeky 100K.
They're so successful.
Yeah.
They do great for themselves.
A cheeky 100K?
Oh my god, I thought you were saying a cheeky E. And I was like, what's an E? Like ecstasy? Because they get that too, probably.
Probs.
Yeah, Jordan Belfort type B.
Exactly. But yeah, so that's the tea. I mean, no, I feel bad for anybody who's management. Who's listening. Mm-hmm. Well, mine is management.
I'm in management.
Partly.
Girls in management are a totally different breed than boys in management.
Yeah.
There are some good ones, but it's like saying not all men, you know, but like enough management students that the stereotype exists because, you know, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I respect the management bro or absolutely. Girl who is trying to ameliorate the field, you know, manage their company ethically and sustainably.
Absolutely.
We
stand those.
We stand those bros.
I have a friend at Western and she's in the business school and she is like the biggest, like literally she's a commie. Like she's dead ass. Like she is a Marxist. And she's like in the business school and she's steadily like trying to convert people by just, you know, typing in the chat like, oh, actually, I don't know. Everyone's like, that's actually a really good point. She was like, yeah, thank you. Mark wrote it. So
we need more infiltration into the traditional business mold.
We need more spies in management.
Mm-hmm. There it is. But all this to say, internships, they're difficult. McGill has, I guess, like 10 in North America, if you want to check them out.
Like 10.
Otherwise.
Well, all their due dates
are gone. All their due dates are gone. So,
we're kind of late to the game.
McGill really doesn't do it.
You know, I was going to say that a year ago, a little bit less than a year ago, when everything got canceled due to COVID, I had this like spiritual awakening where I was like, nothing matters, internships don't matter because everything's gonna get canceled anyways. Like, what's left after everything is taken in terms of like academic prestige? And so I never thought that I'd be back here, you know, submitting my, you know, my falling into the trap, but here I am. Sad to say.
What I will say is if you can find an internship by yourself that's unpaid or like doesn't pay a lot, I did that last summer and the arts internship office got me funding for my unpaid internship. So my boss didn't have to pay me, but McGill paid me. And it's like in the form of like a scholarship. So you don't pay tax on it, like income.
Wow.
That was great. And especially this year and last year, because like it was COVID, so nobody was applying. They had a lot of money left over, and so they basically will give you any amount that you ask for, like, mm-hmm. obviously reasonably, but like, I kind of didn't do any work last summer, and McGill paid me for it. So thanks, guys.
I'm so happy for you. All that's right, really
we
lovely.
Should, we should totally do that.
Yeah, that was just,
yeah. Look into it.
There were a lot of unpaid ones. Well, I tried mm-hmm. to email a bunch of law firms saying, you know, I'll do unpaid work for you. Unfortunately, did not yield very fruitful.
Yeah,
that's okay though.
Technically speaking, they're illegal in Canada.
Law firms are illegal?
No, I wish. No. unpaid internships.
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
They are?
I think so. I think people still do them, but I'm pretty sure there's a law that is like, you can't, if someone's doing work for you, you can't not pay them.
Interesting.
But people obviously are like, if you have the means to take an internship and not be paid for it, and you are like, hi, like, I'll work for you unpaid, no one's gonna be like, no, don't do that. Like, I'll
exactly.
pay.
Exactly. Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
RIP. Yeah, okay, well, that's the tea.
Yeah, that's what we had to say.
Thank you. parle de toi dans toutes les chansons. Même si c'est pas vrai, t'inquiète, c'est bon. Si tu veux, je te laisse partir avec tout jusqu'au refrain. Rajoute un couplet là-dessus, puis on se retrouve à la fin. Au métro parc demain matin. 200 mètres de haut, pourtant tu tiens dans ma main. 2 cm de trop en dehors du droit chemin. M'en rappeler, j'avais pas seulement soif de toi, mais aussi faim. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, non, non. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Non, j'ai pas envie, non, 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 non. Non. Et j'ai des marques partout sur le corps. Parfum Chanel imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal. Je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. Je suis déjà à ta porte. Mais j'ai des marques partout sur le corps. Parfum Chanel imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal. Je sais qu'il faudrait pas, mais ça tombe mal. M'approcher du feu, j'aurais jamais pensé pouvoir être de ceux qui t'appellent tartare, à qui tu penses fort, mais là j'ai le briquet Nancy à force de brûler ce qui passe proche, proche. Ces temps-ci j'ai tendance à brûler tous ceux qui veulent rester proche, proche. Depuis day one, une grande sœur de mon best chum. J'ai pas envie de fuck it up quand je m'apprête à fuck it up. Give it up, non. Et j'ai des marques partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal. Je sais qu'il faut le pas, mais ça tombe mal. Je suis déjà à ta porte.
Is
very good, very good.
How's the tea?
Well, what's the tea? Got flowers in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Got pastry in the morning. Well, let me just say it was his birthday too. So
on Valentine's Day.
So it was just a wonderful day of celebrations. Really,
that's super cute.
I know, it was really fun. I baked him a cake, a 4-layer. Vanilla chocolate cake.
She went off
with Oreo icing buttercream. It was
rose date me.
I know, like, honestly, I'm off the market right now, but like, you know, you never know. Anyway,
Rose, listen.
No,
break up with your boyfriend. Yeah, yeah, because I'm bored.
You're crazy.
Stop it.
What a crazy idea. But yeah, Valentine's Day was lovely. What did you do on Valentine's Day, Maya?
Well, I just hung out. We got some coffee, strawberries, you know, enjoyed ourselves.
Which cream?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely weird in a pandemic, but it was really wonderful.
It is weird in a pandemic. I actually hate this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free.
I just want to go on, you know, a dinner date or something.
Yeah, a dinner date. That'd be great.
Oh, it's okay. Summer, in the summer, we're going to be unstoppable.
Oh,
like,
stop. As soon as I get a vaccine, the way that I'm going to, like, I know, like, you have to, like, keep wearing a mask and still, blah, 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 and I obviously will, but, like, in my head, in my imagination, the second I get that vaccine in my arm, I am wilding. I'm wilding.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be working. What'd you say?
I'm going to lick pavement.
Oh, yeah, right. I think it was you who said you're going to lick everyone you see.
Yeah, and I will. I already made a pact with my roommates. Like, they have it on video that as soon as, like, COVID is over, and that's, like, you know.
It's ambiguous.
It's ambiguous, so, like, maybe I never have to do it, but I said that as soon as COVID is over, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to lick the street.
I love that for you.
Wow.
I'm going to.
Well, that may be in, like, 10 years officially.
What wild abandon. Honestly, not.
Exactly.
I mean, to think about, I'm trying to imagine what having a vaccine would be like. I can think back to during the summer when we were actually considering going to an open air club at one point because we were so desperate. Oh, which one is it? The apartment 200. Kate was like, but the garage door is open, Rose. It's open. And I had to be the one. Becca and I had to be the ones who were like, actually, I think this might not be a good idea. Like, let's
refresh. Bro, you would have died. You would have gone and you all would have gotten COVID.
But yeah, so, and it was just like, she was saying, oh, we could have our masks on. And it's just like, okay, well, still, it's hot and sweaty. Like, let's not do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want my club experiences to be tainted exactly by the, you know, have COVID just sit right on it.
No.
Definitely. I'd rather go cold turkey.
Yeah. Cold turkey after the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what you mean. Yeah.
Just go insane.
Yeah,
crazy.
I drove past this bar on like one of the main streets, like downtown in Vancouver, the other day, and I like drove past it, and I used to go there all the time. I drove past it, and literally my heart broke because it was like shuttered and all that.
Oh, I hate everything. Oh, actually,
I was like, I used to have fun there.
Yeah, well, we've seen the current tattoo parlor on Clark. I think this evolution, it has like 5 business changes in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
crazy
people just keep going under. Mm-hmm. Love it.
What can you do?
Yeah, I went to the thrift store the other day and they were so happy that I bought something because apparently they're just going under.
Oh my god.
Well, after the non-essential ban. Mm-hmm. Thing, like,
yeah,
I mean, you couldn't do anything unless you had an online portion of your website.
Yeah. And now no one's shopping. Like, why would you? It's winter and COVID.
Nobody's making enough money.
Yep.
There are so many like stores that I, especially when I got back to Vancouver after like during the winter break, when I got here, there were so many stores that I was like, oh, like I can't wait to go there, or like I'm like a, or I drive past it expecting it to be there, and they've all shut, and I'm like, oh my god, like. The studio where I used to do, like, act like I used to box, shut down. I'm like, I've been there for 7 years of my life, and it just shut down, and I had no idea, and it's crazy, because I'm looking at, like, the boarded up windows, and I'm like, I spent so much of my time there for so many years of my life.
Oh my god.
It's so sensible things. Mm-hmm. Local businesses.
Oh, that's really heartbreaking, actually.
Yeah.
Rest in pieces.
Mm-hmm. Rest in pieces.
But hopefully, you know, by a cheeky July,
yeah,
maybe we'll be in a different place.
Yeah,
if anything, I
have the vaccine and we all have internships and we're all happy and we aren't mentally ill and we have new clothes and it's sunny out and we have clear skin and straight teeth and no ailments.
Yep.
I think we might peak in July.
Yeah.
I'm planning on it.
Manifest.
Oh my god, let's manifest. I'm gonna write in my journal.
Yep, let's manifest
Baruch Hashem. Anyways. Anyways.
This was All Things Miguel.
We've got so much work to
CKUT do. CKUT 90.3 FM. I hope you enjoyed our little combos that we have every 2 weeks with you.
Hope it wasn't too depressing for you today.
What'd you say?
I hope it wasn't too depressing for you today. What with our
not getting it? Ended on a sad note, but that's okay. Like, we're all feeling it inside. Might as well just put it in the air.
And we ended with a happy note. We're manifesting good vibes for the summer.
Absolutely. Exactly.
We're so close. It's okay. Attainable.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Le fait que j'aurais pas su t'aimer. On me dit à l'oreillette, je risque de regretter. Mais je risque de pas trop avoir le temps d'y penser. Parce qu'on work, 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 non plus sur la route. Ouais, ça me tue d'avoir été que cheveux dans ta soupe. J'avais dit donc, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, j'attendrai pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, j'attendrai pas. Ah, c'était Paris dans le même mois, à jouer devant des gens qui te connaissent pas. Devant des gens qui peut-être s'en rappelleront pas. Ce kid qui leur gueulait des choses en québécois. La maison mère crie une coupe d'appel manqué. Anniversaire à petite sœur, j'ai presque oublié. Mais j'ai compris quand tu tombes, personne va ramasser. J'arrêterai pas.
C'est pas la fin du monde, mais sans, même si on y arrive pas à la fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes de trottoir, caler les bières cheap step. Se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive pas, fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre sur 96. On joue à même le sol. Deux au mur, la poussière va toute seule, ouais. Feedback colossus. Vague de chaleur trempée dans nos chandails. Tympan percé par les cymbales. Ramé jusqu'à l'autre bord du fleuve, retour au bercail. Passé au travers du cachet, tout mis ça dans le taxi, puis la boréale. J'ai vomi sur le tapis, je sais pas trop où on s'en va, je m'en fais pas trop de toute façon. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive. Fin de la semaine, on ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, celle 96. Popper les chaînes de trottoir, caler les bières chips dip. S'en trouver au terrain de baseball, claquer tout ce qui nous reste. Week. La tuque ben vissée, watch moi j'arrive. Miss la dernière L de casualty, typically V. 2h du matin, encore stock, chantier baby sweet trees. Ils sont full of these, mais certainement pas appelés. Comme un long dimanche, ceux qui vivent leur vie. Moi j'aimerais qu'elle commence, je vais l'aider lundi. Tu choisis où tu traces ton silver lining. C'est pas la fin du monde, mais ça, même si on y arrive pas à la fin de la semaine. On ira faire un tour de char dans ta terre, c'est le 96. Popper les chaînes de trottoir, caler les bières cheap snip. Se retrouver au terrain de baseball, claquer de ski.
C-K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You know, it's the boy Dash all the way from Grenada and it's tuned into C-Cut 90.3 FM.
Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guests in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
When you start strong, it's hard to be wrong. This is Jason Alexander. We are on CKUT 90.3 by way of THT Entertainment. Of course, with Whose Vibe Is It? Anyways, it's myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and none other than the man about to speak next on the microphone, Colin Hassel on the drums. What is good, my dude?
Everything is good, my brother. It's another beautiful day in the airwaves of Montreal here at CKUT 90.3. And we once again want to make sure that we express our gratitude for this wonderful